No? Yes, you can hear me.
Yes.
We have a surprise today. You can hear me. Okay. I'm the pilot today. So I'm not quite sure what I'm doing, and I hope we don't crash land. But it looks like we have something. I'll have to explain. First of all, there's no internet. There's a thunderstorm about a half hour ago. Very loud thunder. Lightning struck something. I don't know what it was. And the internet is gone, but I'm connected to a mobile phone. And I don't know how long it will last, but it's working right now. So that's one thing. So that's why I'm sitting in front of my computer at my desk, because it's running off the mobile phone. And the other thing is because, well, I'm in, I guess you can say, self-quarantine right now. As I had mentioned on the in the announcement on Wednesday, that there are many devotees nearby who are have come down with the coronavirus. And they were quite sick, but they're gradually recovering. And including Madhavananda Prabhu and his wife, Krishna Kund, and a few devotees in his Sangha. But in my daily communication with them, they seem to be improving, and they're under doctor supervision, and they're taking medication. And circumstances, I felt it was best in consultation with some devotee doctors. They highly recommend that for myself, I should probably, at least for some self-quarantine. Well, I have to do a lot of things now so that I can be a little bit more self-reliant. And whereas previously they were done by other devotees, so now I have to take care of those necessities for the time being, and I hope it doesn't interfere with my ability to give my classes, but at least at this point in time, I don't expect that it will. So that's just a little brief announcement and an explanation. I don't know what to do about the lighting, about the camera. There might be a way to improve it, but it is what it is. let me see, what am I supposed to do here? As far as recording, I guess recording is, I have no idea. It's not going to be recorded as it usually is, because, and I don't know how to make myself visible. Am I visible on your screen? On the whole screen, or just
yes,
a small box? Yes means what? A small box or visible on the whole screen? It's good? It's fine. Okay. Let's start class. I guess I better mute everybody because I'm not sure how to do that, but I'll figure it out quickly. Maybe. No. Mute all. Okay. All right. Now you're muted. So, last time we, it was on Monday. We were reading and speaking about the nature of Vaikuntha being freed from envy. We gave I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly what I spoke about, but I know it was on that topic. It was about, it was on end. We gave some examples out, the symptoms of non-enviousness and how it was displayed in Vaikuntha. And that was text number 45. Absent among them are faults like envy, and their innate good qualities ever shine forth by the thousands. And today's text is text number 46, and we'll begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One last question. I guess I'll have to unmute you to get an answer. Because yesterday I had I don't know how to unmute you. Anyways. Maybe it's more. No. Okay, I'm going to unmute Yarubar, and I'm going to ask him to please answer this question.
Yes, Maharaj.
You're unmuted, Yarubar? Okay. Now, yesterday I had a GBC conference call, and that's how I familiarized myself a little bit with this, but the volume was constantly breaking up with the connection that I was using. And my voice, the audio was constantly breaking up, and everything was, I had to cancel the call, and I didn't take part. Can you hear me okay clearly? It's not breaking up?
It's stalling a little bit where some words are dropping out now and then. But overall, it's not the greatest, but it's okay.
Okay, now, I'm sorry about that. I don't... Internet is back on yet. Let me check to see. I'm just mobile phone. No, internet's not back on yet. So I'll have to make do with what I have. Yeah. And if at some point, I'm going to leave you unmuted, Yarubar. And if at some point it's, you know, I'm not understood, maybe you could say, Maharaj, maybe you better call it quits today.
I don't want to do that.
All right?
All right. Uh-huh. I'll try.
Well, if nobody can hear me.
Yeah.
I'm not here just to smile.
Just a few
weak internet means makes it like this.
Yeah. Huh? Just a few words now and then drop out. It's okay. We're getting the gist for sure.
Okay. I'll try to speak slowly. Although the internet may make me speak slowly anyways. It sometimes does that too. It just drags out the voice. Okay. We're reading. Text 46. Prabhanchanta gata bhoga bharavishayano yata bahir drishtya tatik shante te muktar chitanga. Muktar Chitangraya. Translation. Superficially, those residents of Vaikuntha may appear like sense enjoyers of the material realm, but in fact, feet are worshipped by liberated souls. Commentary. Working?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because the devotees of Vaikuntha enjoy their senses in wonderful ways, living a life full of song and dance. One might judge them to be no better than the selfish materialists of the world of Maya. The truth is, however, that the feet of the Vaikuntha Vasis are worshipped by elevated souls who have transcended the limits of matter, given up the attractions of sense pleasure, and dedicated themselves fully to the service of the Supreme Lord. There is no valid reason to suspect that the devotees of Vaikuntha are ever addicted to the paltry enjoyment provided by material senses. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15-17 and 20, Lord Brahma also points this out in his description of Vaikuntha. I'll skip the Sanskrit and just read the translation of the verse. In the Vaikuntha planet, the inhabitants of their wives and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence in the water of blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. In other words, that was the end of the verse, translation of the verse. Now the commentary continues. In other words, even while enjoying wonderfully, the devotees in Vaikuntha, I'm going to have to mute everybody because I'm getting a lot of distracting sounds. In other words, even while enjoying wonderfully, the devotees in Vaikuntha are always absorbed in the ecstasy of worshipping the personality of Godhead. The Madhavi flower blooms during the spring when the attraction of sense pleasures reaches a peak. Yet even though such attractions may stimulate the senses of the devotees, this does not at all distract them from their devotional service. Included in the commentary is chapter 15, Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 15, text 20, which I'll read also. Vaikuntha is full of devotees who seem never to do anything but bow down at the feet of Lord Hari. Although while traveling in their airplanes made of lapis lazuli, emerald, and gold, they are crowded by their consorts, who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces. Those Vaikuntha residents cannot be stimulated to passion by such mirth and beautiful charms. Commentary. Karmis, gyanis, and yogis cannot hope to obtain anything for sense gratification like what the devotees of Vaikuntha enjoy. All this enjoyment, however, never degrades the Vaikuntha devotees from the mode of pure goodness because they are perfectly fixed in the loving service of Lord Nara. Om Agyana Timarandasya Garanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unminitam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Bhangum Langayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pacharini. Nirvishesha Shanyavadi. Paschachade Satarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiri Gauravaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. This is a new setting for me. I'll have to get used to it. So, this verse, Gopakumar is concerned about the Mathura Brahman. And what concern does he have? He's concerned that when the Mathura Brahman hears how the residents of Vaikuntha are enjoying, he may think, are they becoming addicted to that kind of enjoyment? And he alludes to that. Sanatana Goswami alludes to that in the commentary. That is the reason why speaking in this way, because when one hears about the varieties of pleasures which goes on continuously in Vaikuntha, which all the residents have access to, we've already talked about it and already in several classes, but when one hears about these varieties of pleasures, one may think, how do they experience all those pleasures, all those different forms of enjoyment? And the verse that was quoted today by Lord Brahma specifically described that the residents of Vaikuntha fly in airplanes of lapis lazuli, emeralds, gold. It's quite a opulent aircraft. But not only that, I want to call them their flight attendants, but their associates who are with them, the descriptions of their physical forms are quite detailed here. They're very, very attractive, very physically attractive. And Prabhupada addresses that in the comment, in his commentary to that particular verse. He specifically addresses that in the third canto, 15th chapter. I believe it's the 20th verse. And Prabhupada says in the purport, I'm going to read it, and then we'll speak about it. He says, residents have ample opulences for enjoyment. They do not need to labor to achieve them. It is also stated that in the Vaikuntha world, the consorts of the residents are many, many times more beautiful than we can find in this material world, even in the higher planets. It is specifically mentioned here that a woman's large hips are very attractive, and they stimulate man's passion. But the wonderful feature of Vaikuntha is that although the women have large hips and beautiful faces and are decorated with ornaments of emeralds and jewels, the men are so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that the beautiful bodies of the women cannot attract them. In other words, there is no enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex. Excuse me, there is enjoyment of the association of the opposite sex, but there is no sexual relationship. The Vaikuntha have a better standard of pleasure. So there is no need of sex pleasure. Prabhupada makes it very clear in the commentary to that verse. And he actually quotes it. I was looking it up today. He quotes that verse many times, if you want to look it up, where Prabhupada speaks about the higher pleasures in Vaikuntha. They are such that devotees, not only do not think of sex, but they don't have sex. There is no procreation in Vaikuntha. There is no, these things don't take, Prabhupada explains that in several places to devotees. And because of, there's no form of that type of enjoyment. Why? Because, well, you could say Vishayavini Vartante, Niharasya Dehina, because their minds, thoughts, and words, and their total being be absorbed in the glorification of the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in one of his commentaries also to the verse today, he describes a very nice description. He says that the servants descend from the airplanes in order to produce special notes in their singing. They sing while immersed in the lakes up to their throats, and placing their consorts on the trees on the bank of the water, they cover them with leaves and then have them enter the water. Their attention fixed only on describing the Lord may be disturbed by the fragrance of the blossoming Madhavi flowers filled with honey, but they continue to sing. They do not give up singing. They revile the wind. Oh, cool, gentle, murmuring breeze filled with the fragrance of Madhavi flowers. Why do you try to divert the attention of your minds absorbed in the sweetness of the Lord's pastimes? How foolish you are. And then he goes on to explain also some verse about how the desire to trees are described as Kaivalya trees, which seems to imply that the Kaivalya trees are even to liberation. I don't know. I thought I unmuted everybody. I thought I muted everybody, but maybe I didn't. And I'll have to try to mute everybody again. I'm not a very good pilot. So anyways, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that what they do is they enter into the water and immerse themselves in water up to the necks, because it produces a very nice sound from their voice. And with that sound, they begin singing, glorifying the Lord's pastimes, which are suitable for residents of Vaikuntha. And then, therefore, they're also speaking that, and Prabhupada speaks about it in the commentary, that the fragrance of the flowers, the Madhavi flowers, is such that generally the Madhavi flowers become very fragrant in spring. And when they become fragrant in spring, then they evoke a certain lusty desires in the minds of those who relish that fragrance. And again, he makes the same point that even by smelling the fragrance of the Madhavi flowers, what they do instead is they revile the breeze that's bringing that fragrance towards them, because that fragrance is distracting their minds from the, or potentially distracting their minds from their absorption in the service, which they are experiencing at that time, is glorifying the Lord with song and dance. That's what we oftentimes hear specifically about the pleasures of Vaikuntha. We've read about it many times that in Vaikuntha, that devotees are constantly engaged in song and dance, which is the glorification of the Lord. So by giving these different descriptions to the mature Brahmin, Gopakumar felt a little bit concerned that maybe the mature Brahmin will get a wrong idea of Vaikuntha, and he'll think that the Vaikuntha residents are enjoying like those in this world enjoy when they have opportunities to possess and enjoy such opulences, what to speak of beautiful women and the intoxicating atmosphere, which both by the sounds, by the fragrances, by the beauty of the atmosphere. But therefore, Gopakumar specifically spoke this verse. Now, when I read what it made me think of, and I wanted to speak a little bit about, because I feel it's very relevant, at least to the verse that we're speaking today, is that there are a few examples. One example we already discussed previously when we talked about Bharat Maharaj. He wanted to avoid, of course, Bharat Maharaj. I'm going to give the different examples. There's Bharat Maharaj. There's the example of Pundarik Vijayanidhi. There's an example of another example we can think of, and I'll explain them all. Another example we can think of is Gaurakishore Das Babaji, for instance. These are all examples of personalities who chose to not display the opulences of their Krishna consciousness. In Gaurakishore Das's case, is because he didn't want cheap adoration from the public. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he chose to situate himself and do his bhajan in a latrine. And he actually, once a wealthy couple, household couple, came to him and asked him if they could build a place for his bhajan because the probably live in a more suitable place for bhajan. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji requested them, could you Hare Krishna, am I back?
Yes.
Yes. You're back.
It's Taya. This is. Huh?
You're back.
It's Mayapur. I'm back. I figured out how to get back again, but I think it might happen again. But where was I?
You were talking about.
Okay.
It's really not a good connection.
So, it's not a good connection, right?
No, it's not.
It's breaking up.
The
picture gets blurred.
The Ethernet is still back yet. I get frozen, right?
Yeah, you get frozen, words drop out. But then sometimes they catch up and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, this is what happened in my conference call yesterday.
This might be unnecessarily frustrating.
I suggest it's frustrating for me. I can imagine what it must be for you. From the expression on people's faces, I get a sense that it's a little frustrating. So I suggest that we wait till Monday. For those who can come on Monday, there's definitely a lot of left I could speak about. I'll just speak about it on Monday, and hopefully the internet will be back. It's been bad all week. All week it's been bad. And it's, you know, Badri Narayan Maharaj yesterday said to me, is there anything you can do about next call? And then he just said, actually, I guess you just have to depend on India's satellite system. And that's about all I can do.
Maharaj, is there any update on here?
I'm going to end it.
Is there any update on here?
On who?
Dira Prabhu,
Dira.
Yes, there is an update on Dira. I can give you an update on Dira. Well, he ran into he was in rehabilitation, and he ran into problems in rehabilitation. He started hemorrhaging, and blood was coming from his mouth and other places. And so they had to put him back in the hospital. They discovered the cause, and they repaired it, or at least repaired it, it seems. But they can't really check until he eats, and because they won't know until he eats something. And he couldn't eat because he couldn't swallow, and they put in him what's called a PEG. It stands for something else, but that gets food directly into the stomach. But he just passed his swallow test 2 days ago. And yesterday, the soup and sweet potato and broccoli. And he ate it. And he started a little bit better. But they have him on blood thinners, they're watching him very closely, and they say that it's quite possible within the next few days they can release him again and send him back to rehabilitation. That's the latest report. A video was sent to me, a couple of videos were sent to me. He was getting his first opportunity to eat something for almost 3 weeks, and he was quite delighted by that sweet potato and broccoli soup, because he's been on the they've been getting nourishment in him other ways, but that was his first opportunity to eat. He passed the swallow test, and that's, I guess, detail I can give about Dira Prabhu. And I get updated regularly. Was that understandable?
Yes. Yes.
You understood. Okay. Okay. So I suggest you could try, rather than me giving a lecture, you can try asking some questions, and let's see if I can do something that I don't know. I have my doubts. I think it's breaking up a lot. But you just asked a question and I gave an answer. So if you try it, but oh, nobody can ask a question because everybody's muted except for Yadubar.
If somebody presses, if you press press on the space bar, then it temporarily unmutes you. So anyone can do that. They can press on the space bar and speak.
You can also click on
mute. Anyone can do that.
Okay, I've got a request for Japa. At least three requests have come in for Japa. So let's try just chanting Japa. And then we'll continue on this topic Monday, which is only 2 days from now. So for as long as we're connected, I'm connected, we'll chant Japa together. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurava Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we will end here, and just one announcement before everybody starts chanting and unmuting themselves. There's a devotee who uploads this videos once he's recorded them, and it will be on YouTube, but it will be because of the sound, it will be private. It won't be public. And if you want to refer to it, or if somebody else wants to get to it, it will be accessible on niranjanaswami.net. It will be accessible on niranjanaswami.net, but it will not be public on YouTube because the sound, I suspect, is pretty bad. And since it's pretty bad, I don't know why anybody would want to watch the video anyways. But it will be posted privately on YouTube. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. I'll see
you Maharaj.
Monday. And we'll try to cover the today on Monday. You can unmute yourself, I believe. Yes. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Hare Hare.
Krishna. Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. Krishna. Krishna.
Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Hare Rama Hare Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare